Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I just checked my driver's license and verified that I am Wayne.
Oh, good. I feel so much better now that you're sure.
I'm with you, babe.
Okay.
You're stuck.
I'm
stuck.
Stuck. It's an inside joke. Our grandson, when he was little, would get himself stuck somewhere and say, stuck, stuck.
And that was actually his first word.
Was it?
Yes. Because remember, he was stuck under a chair and he said, stuck. And then we all looked at each other and said, did he just say stuck?
I forgot that.
And he used it correctly, too.
Mm. So anyway.
Anyway.
We joke about that. But then,
we do.
So if you were missing us last week.
It's because we weren't here.
We weren't here. We were actually on vacation and we had made plans to do the podcast while we were on our trip. And that just didn't work out. And then we were traveling back all day Saturday and it was just too late to try to do it. So we thought we would just wait and pick up with episode 65 this week. So
wow, 65.
Mm-hmm, 65, episode 65. And we're getting ready to go into the Memorial Day weekend. And certainly the focus of the Memorial Day weekend is to take time to remember and honor the men and women who gave their lives for the freedom in our country. This, if you're listening from other countries, this is a U.S. holiday to honor our fallen military through all the wars and conflicts that they have served in. And our hearts and prayers go out to those of you who've lost a loved one serving in the military. And we pray that God will just comfort you and hold you close during this time. But we know for a lot of us, it's a three-day weekend. And so even though we do want to take time to remember what the weekend is all about, it is a time that we can refresh and spend some time together because we have a little bit extra time than we normally do during the work week.
Well, a lot of time, this is the weekend that symbolizes the start of summer.
Yes, it's the unofficial start of summer. Yes, that's true. So we want to share with you today an article that we found called 10 Perfect Date Ideas for Memorial Day Long Weekend.
Yep.
And I just closed up the window of the article. It's actually from a consumer rating website. And I will put the link in the description of the podcast so that you have it and can do it. I think it's consumerrating.com. And we do want to say, however, that we have not checked out that whole website. So we do not necessarily approve of all the content that is on that website or any website that we link to in an article. We have reviewed the article that we're looking at. We try to take a look at the overall home webpage of anything that we're posting to make sure there isn't anything that goes against our values on there, but sometimes we might miss something. So we just ask that you use discernment when you check this out. And we have a scripture to go with this.
Yep. So the scripture tonight is from Ecclesiastes 9:9 out of the Contemporary English Version. Life is short and you love your wife. I just added the whistle. Anyway, so enjoy being with her. This is what you are supposed to do as you struggle through life on this earth.
Yeah, this is a paraphrase. Mm-hmm. The verse reads a little different, but it's a little stronger in its words of how it describes this life on earth.
Right.
But we thought this was a great description of making sure that you spend time together.
Mm-hmm. As you go through this life, which is sometimes a struggle.
It's a struggle. So, all right, let's see what they suggest as some perfect date ideas for Memorial Day long weekend. Well, I was starting to think about this, if I could find anything that had to do with spending time together on Memorial Day. And the first thing I thought of is like, oh, you could go to a parade together.
Yep.
Many communities have Memorial Day parades to honor those who gave their lives. And so that's the number one on the list, is to attend a parade together. And I love this because it does say in this number one. Keep in mind that Memorial Day does have a purpose besides celebrating the unofficial start of summer, but that doesn't mean that you have to pay your respects alone. Most towns host a Memorial Day parade, so why not bring it a date night? Bring some lawn chairs and some snacks and enjoy watching the parade go by. So that's one of the ideas.
And chances are that if there is a parade, there's probably food vendors.
Right.
I know they said bring your own snacks, but chances are there's food vendors. And that's one thing we see a lot of now. I know there were nothing like that when we were kids, was food trucks.
Oh, yes. They do have them at a lot of events now and things. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the author says, who knows, that attending the parade together might spark some serious nostalgia for days of past, which is never a bad thing when you're trying to generate some romance. Yeah.
Yep.
What else do they suggest?
So number two on their list is pair coffee with art. Feeling artsy, skip your usual chain coffee place of choice and find a quirky independent shop in your local area. Bonus points if there's some interesting art on the walls. For the perfect indoor-outdoor date, grab your coffee and go spend the afternoon wandering around small local art galleries. And if your area doesn't have a thriving art scene, head to a local museum and allow the exhibits to spark conversation. Well, we have found some quirky coffee shops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with art on the wall or little cafes or things that have different displays of things or different themes on the wall.
And there's a lot of small towns close by to us that have little coffee shops. And seems like every place has a coffee shop.
Yeah, and if you live out in the middle of nowhere, grab one of your coffee table art books and some thermos of coffee and some snacks and go have a picnic. So the interesting thing they said, if you can't find a quirky shop with art, to go to a local museum, check out your local library. I know our library system in the county where we live has passes to the local museums. So you can actually, if you have a library card, which you can get for free.
For free.
I think. I shouldn't say that, but as I know here where we live, you can check out the tickets to the museum and go enjoy it. You don't have to pay for the admission. So that's a really great idea. Yep. Idea number three is, if you live somewhere where there's a boardwalk, I love the ocean, that'd be a favorite place for me to go. It says, enjoy some ice cream on the boardwalk. Nothing is more summery than enjoying a cone along the boardwalk. No boardwalk in your city? No problem. Get some ice cream together at your favorite stand or truck and go for a laid-back stroll through the park. It's simple, summery, and sweet. Literally.
Literally.
I love that.
Yep. Mm. Well, that's something you and I often do, is go for ice cream.
Yeah, we do. We have a cute ice cream place that's, about 20 minutes drive from us. But it's along a creek, and there's ducks in the creek, and people fish in the creek, and kids play in the creek. But the picnic tables are along the edge of the creek, so you can sit there and watch what's happening in the creek and talk and enjoy the sunset if you're there in the evening. And it's just it's a really nice place to go.
Yep. And then number four is planning a picnic in the park. Outdoor picnic weather is finally upon us. Head to the grocery store to grab provisions, bread, cheese, wine, your favorite salads. Scope out the perfect picnic spot. Spread out a blanket, take in a fresh spring scenery. And if you're looking for something a little more private and romantic, why not make it a backyard picnic under the stars? Well, we've done that, too.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or you could head out in the country and go wine tasting at a local winery. That's something else we have a lot of around the
area. Yes, we have a lot of wineries around the area. Yep. So, yeah, okay. Number five is take a mini road trip together. So this is a great thing. You have the 3 days, and you can plan a weekend to somewhere that's not, not a far drive. Mm-hmm. And maybe someplace that you can go that has a nice B&B that you stay in if you have some money to spend on this. But you could even just take a drive to another city. We have a train excursion that goes, it's an old steam engine. It actually goes from the town where I work, and it goes about an hour ride to another really cute little town called Jim Thorpe that's got all kinds of little cute shops and places to eat and stuff. And so you could even plan something like that. That would be a one-day excursion. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you could find somewhere that's not too far to drive.
Well, and there's another local railroad down in the opposite direction that one does it stops at a picnic area.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, a lot of times people will get off and spend a day with doing a picnic or something like that. And then the train runs, I think, every half hour or hour through there, and it always stops there. So you can get off and then an hour, a couple hours. Or I know some families go out there in the morning and stay the whole day until the last train goes through at 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
What else, honey? Oh, make it a beach date. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I should let you talk about this
one. Oh, I would love that. So for many areas of the country, Memorial Day signals the beginning of beach and pool weather. So if you're feeling daring, pack a swimsuit and enjoy the water together. It might be a little cold this time.
Might be a little cold now.
So we're about 2 hours away from the Atlantic City area, and the water would be very cold. But you could go to an indoor water park. We have one of those. It's about an hour drive from us, and other things that you could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just talked to two different students this week. One went to New Jersey area, and he said the water was very cold, and they didn't get in. But then I talked to another student who spent a week in Florida, who said the water was extremely nice and warm. And So it just depends on where you
depends
are.
Depends on where you are and where you're going. So I actually have a coworker who's flying to Florida for the weekend, so for the long weekend. So you can do that, too, depending on where you live in the country. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Pay it forward. If the warm and fuzzies are what you're after, ditch your usual date plans and donate the money to help a current member of the military. That's a great idea.
I think I like that idea, yeah.
Not only is picking out items for a care package a fun way to get to know your date, it will also make you feel that you made a positive impact on someone else's life, and all around win-win.
Yep.
And I know there's organizations, I know in our area, that you can help veterans, you can help current people serving in the military. So you can look them up and see how you can participate in that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So, and then avoid the rain at a board game cafe. We've never been to one of those.
We haven't.
I actually, when I saw this, I looked it up on the map on my phone. And there's one about 20 minutes, half hour away. And it actually, they have board games, card games, all kinds of board games, arcade kind of games, different things like that, as well as food. And a Bobo bar? Is it Bobo?
Oh, Bobo tea.
Bobo tea,
it's a drink.
Yes.
It's a drink with the little tapioca pearls
in it. Oh, the little
pearl.
I love tapioca. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but it has something like that. So anyway, but that was one of the suggestions there, where you could go there and just hang, because I guess you can just hang out.
Mm.
Hang out, have a cup of coffee, a glass of Bobo.
Bobo.
Glass of Bobo, and, you know, play some games and hang out. So, I mean, we do that a lot here, although we don't drink Bobo, but we'll play games and stuff at night. So that would just, that'd be kind of the same thing, only going out to
It'd give you a change of scenery.
A change of scenery.
Change of scenery, get out of the house and have a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. One of the games they talk about is Trivia Pursuit. Man, that's something we haven't...
We haven't played that. We used to play that with friends quite a bit.
Gosh.
So, Let's see. Number 9 is watch a baseball game. It says, nothing says summer night like an evening at the ball game. It says, don't have the cash for a major league game. Check out your area for minor league games. Mm-hmm. With cheaper ticket prices, it doesn't really matter who's playing when you've got refreshments, fun conversation, and your date by your side. Yeah, we have a minor league feeder team in the Phillies. Close to us, so that, and they aren't inexpensive tickets, and it's a fun night out. We've done it many times.
I was gonna say, we've done that several
times. It's an enjoyable time out. Even if you don't like baseball, you can go people watch.
I was gonna say, I don't care for the baseball itself, but I go to be with you and just, have a good time. And we're always seeing people we know, which is always
nice.
How
about it? Yeah. So what's last but not least, number 10.
Last but not least, host a barbecue for two. Who doesn't love barbecue? Take the typical Memorial Day backyard barbecue and turn it into a fun date night just for two. Grill your favorites, enjoy an outdoor date while in the comfort of your backyard. And finish the night off maybe with a couple of beers or a bottle of wine under the stars.
Sounds like fun to me.
Yes, it does. Yes. If we only knew somebody that barbecued or grilled or something.
What do you call it on the
griddle?
On the Blackstone, yes.
It's funny. Technically, I guess it's griddling.
Griddling?
But I know a lot of people just say grilling, and it's technically not that.
No.
Or barbecue. Let's barbecue something, and technically it's not that either.
Right.
So we'll just say I'm cooking food on the
grill.
There
you go. Cook food however you like it out in your backyard. So
you could cook it in the house and take it outside for that picnic.
That was our cat. She's joining us if you heard that.
Yep.
So anyway, we hope these give you some great ideas for some inexpensive or free even date ideas that you can use to spend time together on this Memorial Day weekend. And even if you're something to look looking to do something with the kids, if you have a family, some of these are perfect for that well. So we hope that you enjoy your time this weekend. And until next week, we pray that your marriage and relationships will be richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.